Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your boy, Smoking Jay, in the house with my brother from another. We got Drill up in here. And today, we got Week 12 rankings. Top 12 at the quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, and tight ends. Plus, we're going to throw you guys the locks of the week. These are players that did not make our top 12, but we're still advising you guys to start him. Brody, how you feeling over there?
Man, I'm outstanding, bro. If you ask me, I'm off to Hennessy real quick. But it's not going to affect the rankings, though, ladies and gentlemen. I'm drinking responsibly. I'm having a water right in between. You know, every two drinks, I'm having a cup of water. No, you know what I'm saying? Like I always say, bro, it's a blessing to be here with the Bears, Brews, and the Bros. Holiday season going on, man. I hope everybody is motherfucking doing well. I know you can't be super close to your friends and family, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm hoping that you guys are still having a great holiday. Fuck 2020. Fuck COVID-19, bro, man. Let's hit it with these Week 12 rankings, bro. It's been crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? But we're inching closer to those fantasy football playoffs, man. And I'm hoping everything is working out for you guys, man. I hope you've been listening to us because we've been giving you that fucking – them gems, them hidden motherfucking diamonds in there. And you know what I mean? And hopefully that's been getting you guys into the playoffs because I'm still in fighting contention.
Hell yeah, man. I'm in fighting contention. And speaking of fighting contention, we personally got a couple of matchups, one in a dynasty league where I think we should be, you know, knock on wood, safe in making the playoffs on that one. But in our home league, in the money league, we are definitely fighting. You're up on me on the win-loss column. I need a lot of luck to go my way. And it would start with a win against you. So it's going to be a big matchup. A couple big matchups this weekend. But again, bro, like you just said, 2020 has been an up and down year for all of us. You know, for everybody out there, you know, we hope that you guys are enjoying, you know, the holiday season with your family, with your loved ones. And it's not the same, and it can't be the same for right now. But, you know, we will get through this. We'll get through this together. We got, you know, things to distract us. We got fantasy football for right now. We're going to provide you guys a little bit of an escape. And we're going to give you guys some advice to help you guys win your leagues and win some cash. So let's get to it, Brody. Let's kick it off with the quarterbacks. Who's your top 12 and the lock of the week for you?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if I run through this kind of fast, I'm not going to run through it that fast. It's all right, man. Chill out. But my number one quarterback of the week is going to be my man, the ace, Josh Allen, versus motherfucking the Los Angeles Chargers. Boy, hey, it is going to be a shootout, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't believe it's going to be a shootout, then you need to go hide in your house somewhere. You know what I'm saying, bro? You got Justin Herbert versus my man, Josh Allen. We're going to have to prove it. It's going to be a fucking big one. So you know what I'm saying? Man, I'm a Josh Allen owner. I'm not saying that that's the reason why I put him at number one. But I looked at the matchup and I was like, hell yeah. Fresh off the bye, Buffalo Bills Mafia. Let's fucking go. And number two, I got Dangerous versus motherfucking Philly. Philly's defense, I say maybe Russell Wilson. We got Chris Carson coming back. I think they're going to be able to spread out Philly's defense. I think DK Metcalf has a big day. Tyler Lockett has a big day. Maybe even getting some David Moore in there. You know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson's going to do what he do. And he's going to get that W over Philly. And number three, surprisingly, we got my man's Derek Carr. Hey, against Atlanta. I know, Brody. You're looking at me like, what the fuck? Maybe. Right, hey, just pick my man's up over the I just picked him up over at the waiver wire. You know, Matthew Stafford's a little hurt. And I said, hey, man, who the fuck can I pick up off the motherfucker waiver wire? And I said, oh, shit, there goes Derek Carr right there. I'm looking at the lineup. I'm looking at what he's got for matchups for the rest of the week. I think he fucking absolutely destroys Atlanta. Raiders, let's fucking get it. You know what I'm saying? If you look up the definition of a Raider, it means to attack an enemy in the enemy's territory. Marines are fucking known. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sweetness. We went over this, but it's all good to go. But I think Derek Carr has a big game. And number four, I got my man Patrick Mahomes against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's defense is somewhat of a fuss to fucking deal with, but we're talking about Mahomes here, man. You know what I'm saying? Mahomes does this thing. He'll adjust. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, the head coach for the camp, you know, Andy Reid, Dr. Robotnik, face shielded up. You know what I'm saying? He finds a way to go ahead and fucking dissect Tampa Bay's defense and go ahead and fucking get, you know, big games. Mahomes is going to have a good game right there. Then number five, I got Kyler Murray versus New England. Come on, bro. What the fuck do you have to say about Kyler Murray? He's Speedy Gonzalez. I told you. A.K.A. Speedy Gonzalez. Andale, andale. That's the way he's going to be, bro. Like, Kyler Murray's going to be able to motherfucking escape, run, D-Hop, Christian Kirk, you know what I'm saying? Kenyon Drake, bro, fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, let's go, fucking Arizona Cardinals, bro. They, you know what I'm saying? They're coming off the loss to motherfucking Seattle. They're looking for some revenge. Let's go. And number six, I got Justin Herbert versus motherfucking Buffalo. Buffalo's not no bitch of a defense. You know what I'm saying? But Justin Herbert has found a way against every top offense, and they've only lost by, like, a touchdown. So, like, honestly, the motherfucker, I'm about to say San Diego Chargers, but the Los Angeles motherfucking Chargers, they should be a fucking playoff team. Honestly. Honestly, they should be. You know what I'm saying? And to lose by as much as the margin that they've been losing by. Bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, Justin Herbert has been a prayer and a blessing in it, and it's been a fucking straight blast in my face because I thought the starting QB was going to be fucking great. But, you know what I mean? There you go. I didn't know Justin Herbert was going to be that fucking great. But he's cut his hair. They're fucking 1-0 since he's cut his hair. Let's see if they can go 2-0, big dog.
Aerodynamic.
You know what I'm saying? At number seven, bro, I got Deshaun Watson versus motherfucking Detroit. Detroit put up a fat-ass zero last week. I think Deshaun Watson is going to be able to capitalize off of that. Matthew Stafford has no targets besides TJ Hockenson, which I have, which is great. Go ahead and throw it to my man TJ Hockenson all fucking day.
You're selfish.
But I think they score only one or two touchdowns. Who'd they pick up? I just heard Mohamed Sanu. Oh, will he be your Lord and Savior? I don't think so. Matthew Stafford's a great fucking quarterback, but he's got nobody to fuck with over there. Hopefully DeAndre Swift, my man, can come back off of his brain injury. You know what I'm saying? But shit. I'm hoping that he can, bro. I love DeAndre Swift, bro. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully he can come back. But you know what I'm saying? Deshaun Watson against Detroit, motherfucker should eat. At number eight, I got TB12 versus motherfucking Kansas City. He's coming off a fucking dumbass fucking game. You know what I'm saying? So there, Tom Brady. I don't know what it is about prime time, but
yeah,
I don't know what it is. If he's got a bug or what. But I'm going to need Bill Belichick to end up with, you know, to motherfucking hook up with Bruce Arians over there and let him know what the fuck Tom Brady is comfortable with. Fucking sit at the table. Sit at the table and let him know what's good. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady, come on, bro. I got you running this week and I need you to put up them fucking points. I know it's against you, Brody, but I know you got him in a dynasty and you need a change for that too. So I got my man's TB12 at number eight. Kansas City's defense is able to get shredded. And honestly, I think that they were shredded by the Raiders. And, you know what I'm saying? I think Tom Brady has more weapons, more than enough capable weapons to shred Kansas City secondary. And they should be able to put up points. And, you know, I think Tom Brady should have a big game. And number nine, I got Big Ben the Rapist. Baltimore is not the team that we thought they were. You know what I'm saying? I think Pittsburgh is going to be able to go ahead and shut down Lamar Jackson. His antics have been exposed a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Do I think Lamar Jackson could still get it done on his feet? Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? But they only have one or two people that they have to stop. And then all they have to worry about is Lamar Jackson afterwards. You know what I'm saying? And Pittsburgh is too smart of a defense to go ahead and do whatever. So I think the offense gets a lot of time on the field. They're going to be able to run that clock. But I think Baltimore's defense is able to go ahead and start that, to stop that Benny Snell and or stop Connor and Benny Snell. And I think Big Ben is going to have to rely on his big three receivers, in Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, and Juju Smith-Schuster. You know what I mean? And I think Big Ben has a glorious day on that, bro. I think he's going to be great. You know what I'm saying? And number 10, I got Matty motherfucking Ice against Las Vegas.
Matty Ice. I just want to say
I know you're sour about it, big dog. But at the same time, Las Vegas's defense, they were able – I know it's Patrick Mahomes. I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I know. But fucking Patrick Mahomes was able to go out there and shred it and score every time. Matt Ryan has the tools to do this. And he's a vet in the game. Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Hayden Hurst, they're going to fucking eat. They're going to eat. Matty Ice at number 10 against Las Vegas, bro, because it's going to be a high-scoring game. I don't know who the fuck is going to win that game. I want to, you know, I'm a Raiders fan, so fucking let's go Raider Nation. You know what I'm saying? But Matty Ice has a good chance for you to fucking go ahead and put up those points, especially if you're that Joe Burrow owner that just fucking suffered that catastrophic fucking goddamn shit.
It will soon.
Picked up a Matty Ice.
Soon, rookie.
I know. And you picked up a Matty Ice. Go ahead and motherfucking start him and feel comfortable starting him against the motherfucking Las Vegas Raiders. Number 11, Taysom Hill versus Denver. And I say this purely because Taysom Hill, they run that wildcat shit. And the thing is like usually a wildcat is too tailback or whatever the fuck like that. But Taysom Hill, guess what? He's not your average quarterback. He fucking runs the ball. He could be a fucking tailback. He could be a tight end. He could be a slot receiver. The dude is just all over the place. He's fucking swole. He's fucking nice. No homo. But who that? Taysom Hill, bro. Taysom Hill. He's fucking, man, bro. I was surprised. I just got done talking to my homie, you know what I'm saying, in the Marine Corps, bro. He's from New Orleans. And fucking, you know, he said that, hey, bro, Taysom Hill is no joke. You know what I'm saying? You know, and he was just like, bro, like, hey, he could fucking ball. You know what I'm saying? So I got number 10 spot to Taysom Hill. At number 12, I got Lamar Jackson against Pittsburgh. And that's purely off the fact that you know what I'm saying? If he can't hit his favorite two targets, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be able to get it done on his feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Lamar Jackson has had a tough season. He's still up in the positive zone, though. He's still up in the positives. He got more wins than losses. You know what I'm saying? So Baltimore is not fully out of the motherfucking game. They still can develop what they can. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to find more than fucking two targets. Hit Snead. Hit Andrews. Hit fucking Hollywood. Hit whoever the fuck else you got out there. Somebody
Hollywood,
else.
Hollywood with a big donut last week, by the way.
Right. Which is wow, you know what I'm saying? I know a bunch of fantasy owners that are fucking pissed off that probably had Hollywood in the flex, you know what I'm saying? And they were like, holy fuck, bro. Like, thing is like, I don't think that's a repeat. I think somebody else is going to step up. And if it's anybody else who has to step up and has something to prove, it's going to be Hollywood. But I got L. Jackson number 12. And for my lock of the fucking week, believe it or not, I got Baker Mayfield against Jacksonville. Jacksonville's defense is, I mean, they're weak against the run. You know what I'm saying? But if they're able, I think that Jacksonville is like, fuck, we're getting crushed on the ground. We're going to have to watch out for a Nick Chubb and a Kareem Hunt. And if they're able to silence that just a little bit, and keep in mind, this is the first game out of three games that fucking – Cleveland is going to be on the road and finally have some good weather. It's not going to be fucking two windy games. It's not going to be a fucking rainy game. Baker Mayfield's going to be like, holy shit, we're in Florida. We're having good weather. How about I just go out there and sling it? You know what I'm saying? For you Landry owners that motherfucking been like, damn, I've been sitting them down for too long, and you're wondering whether to start them now, go ahead and fire them up. If you're a Rashad Higgins owner in deep leagues, or you're a Donovan Peoples-Jones in deep leagues, go ahead and fire. Go ahead and go.
Not
ahead
and Donovan Peoples-Jones, the pride of Michigan.
If you're going to fucking do it, bro, this week would be the week to fire him up. I think Jacksonville's defense is good enough to adjust and focus on what Stefanski's really want to do, and that's a fucking run-first offense. If they're able to stop that in the least, which I don't think they will be, but I think that they're going to rely a little bit. I think they're going to have a 50-50 game. It's going to be 50 run and 50 pass. And I think, you know, I'm saying that Stefanski is going to find some – they're going to find some success in the pass game. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, wide receivers at in the Cleveland Browns are finally going to get a chance to eat. So, you know, shout out to my man Baker Mayfield. He's going to give you that solid 18 to 20 in PPR leagues. Go ahead and fire him up for your lock of the week, bro. How you feeling about that, bro?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to the top eight, I didn't have any issues with that. When you close it out with your last four, I don't have them in my top 12. The lock of the week, I'm feeling that because of the weather. Like you said, Baker's been having to deal with a lot of the, you know, bad weather over there in the Midwest, which, you know, we already know how that goes. You know, we're from Chicago, so, you know, we know how it goes. But, you know, Jacksonville, they're expecting that run game. You know, they're expecting it. Why not hit him with that play action? So I could definitely see that one. But let me get into it with my quarterbacks, top 12. Number one, I got Russ, man, Sierra's husband himself, Monday Night Football, on the road versus the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, he's going to cook. That's all to it. Number two, I got Mahomes on the road versus Tampa. You know, I think this is going to be a shootout. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I think this is going to be back and forth. This is, you know, this is going to be one of those, like, we remember, like, Michael Jordan versus Kobe, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, all right, you know, rest in heaven, you know, Kobe. But it's going to be one of those, like, passing of the torch type of thing. But, yeah, I got Mahomes at number two. I think that's going to be a very high-scoring game. Number three, I went with Deshaun Watson. On the road versus Detroit. Detroit is just fucking hot garbage, man. Just hot garbage. And, you know, the Texans, they lost David Johnson. And they're not going to rely on a Duke Johnson to carry them, literally carry them to a win. They're going to rely on Deshaun Watson, their best player on the team. And he is who I have at number three. I feel like he's going to ball out. Number four, I went with the Stallion. Josh Allen himself. Versus the Los Angeles Chargers. And, yeah, man, that's your guy. He's a quarterback that I was 100% wrong on, you know, before the year started and even the early part of the year. But I've changed my stance, you know. Like, I'm not stubborn, you know. Like, once I see, you know, a player produce, you know, I'm not going to just stick to my guns. You know, Josh Allen at number four. Number five, Tom Brady. Versus KC, you know, I just said right now, you know, it's going to be a high-scoring game. He's got a lot of weapons, so I got him at number five. Number six, Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray on the road versus the Patriots. He gets it done on the ground, not only through the air. And not only does he have all those weapons in, you know, Hopkins and Christian Kirk and Larry Fitz, you know, this guy's just a dynamic weapon. You don't know what's going to happen on the RPO. Orders, you know, the read options, you know, he'll keep it himself most times. But yeah, man, I got him at number six. Number seven, I went with the rookie, Justin Herbert, the pervert on the road versus the Bills. You know, him and Josh Allen, they're going to be going back and forth. You know, I think that's another one of those games that's going to be a little bit high scoring for sure. Number eight, I know you're really, really high on him this week. I'm high on him too. Just, you know, I don't have him top three, but number eight, Derek Carr, you know, on the road versus the Falcons. The Falcons, that defense is fucking garbage too. And I believe Carr is going to go into Atlanta. He's going to do his thing. And, you know, coming off, you know, they lost to KC, right? Yeah, they just lost to KC.
Barely.
And I think they're going to go to ATL. The thing about this team, the Raiders, they're a legitimate playoff team, bro. And, you know, Atlanta, they're going to feel that wrath. They're not going to be at 100 anyways. Carr's going to do his thing. Number nine, and like I was telling you, this, you know, this is where we start to defer. Number nine, I went with Teddy Breezy, Teddy Two Gloves, you know, coming back from his injury. You know, there was, you know, speculation that he could have made it into the last week's game. They didn't need him. They stopped the Lions 20-0. On the road versus Minnesota. He's got a lot of weapons over there. He's going to do his
thing. Yeah, they definitely going to need him this game.
Yeah, man, Teddy Bridgewater is going to do his thing. And as Bears fans, you know, we want him to play so he could beat the Vikings. They're right on our ass. So Teddy Bridgewater, number 9. Number 10, Cam Newton versus the Cardinals. And Cam Newton has been super steady the last 3-4 weeks. He's not going to hurt you in fantasy at all. And there's upside in this game. It is in New England. I don't know how the weather is going to be right now, but it's not going to be as nice in Arizona as it is in Arizona. So I know Belichick, I know he's going to try to run that rock. He's going to try to control the time of possession. And I know if there's goal line opportunities, Cam is going to be the one punching it in. Number 11, I went with Aaron Rodgers, you know, versus our Chicago Bears. I just think that they're going to use him in a bunch of different ways. You know, it's not just Devontae Adams. It's not just MVS. They got Alan Lazard back. They got Tanyan. You know, they also got some running backs that can catch out of the backfield. There's a lot of weapons over there, man. So I got him at number 11. And number 12, this is kind of I think it's going to be a shocker to a lot of people, but Carson Wentz at number 12, Monday Night Football. The Seahawks, you know, they've given up the most passing yards this year per game. You know, and Jamal Adams is back. And I know he makes a big difference to this.
He's going to get 2 sacks that game, Brody. 2 sacks.
He might. Carson Wentz and that offensive line, bro, like, there's a lot of questions. But Doug Peterson, they asked him a question this week, something about Jalen Hurts starting. And he was just caught off guard. He's like, no. He's like, he's not ready. You know, Carson Wentz is the guy. And he's the one getting paid. He's our starter. So I think Monday Night Football is going to be a big game for that Philadelphia Eagles team. They need to win this game too. That's one of the crappiest divisions, but they need to win. So Carson Wentz at number 12, lock of the week. Vote of confidence here. It's time, baby. Tua time. I know he got pulled last game for Ryan Fitzmagic, and they ended up losing the game. But they got a matchup versus the Jets. And you talk about a get-right matchup, this is it right here. So Tua, he is my lock of the week. You know, like Brody said, you know, Joe Burrow, if you're one of those Joe Burrow rosters and, you know, he's out, you know, for the rest of the year and for whatever reason you're in a deep league, you need Tua, plug him in. Let's go. How you feeling with that list, bro? I, like I said, we were different on the last four, but for the most part, we were kind of on the same page.
Yeah, that's tight, bro. I mean, to each his own, bro. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm one of those people that when you come off an injury, I'm not too sure, unless your name is fucking Christian McCaffrey or fucking, you know what I mean? Like, I just can't help but to know what it is that, you know, that, you know, which affected my rankings, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But I can't fucking stray away and say, like, oh, fuck that. No way. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely see it happening in the, you know, saying that, you know, in the Teddy Two Gloves, you know, over. I didn't even have Aaron Rodgers in here. So, but like I said, though, Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. They're going to have to do something different. You know what I'm saying? Green Bay is going to have to do something different, because I'm not putting Aaron Jones up there with the list of running backs that Chicago has been able to destroy, like, or at least keep quiet. Like, niggas weren't. Oh, Alvin Kamara is gonna have a big game against Chicago. Absolutely not. Hey, Derrick Henry is gonna have a big game against motherfucking Chicago. Absolutely fucking not. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We've been able to motherfucking shut down elite offenses, and you know what I'm saying. You know, that's the reason what kept Aaron Rodgers out of my top 12. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I can't fucking deny what you put down, though, Brody. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, to each his own. Anything could fucking happen. We've been wrong about rankings before. Most of the time, we're right. But, you know what I mean? It is what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? We all have our own opinion, and it's good to go. But fucking, what do we got next here? What are we running into?
Whatever. What do you want?
We got RBs. We got RBs next.
Roll with the RBs, man. Let's go.
Fuck it. All right, man. You know what I'm saying? For running backs, at number one, I got motherfucking Mr. Grill himself, Alvin Kamara versus Denver. And I bring it back to this game against the Raiders. of Devontae Booker putting up two touchdowns and motherfucking Josh Jacobs putting up motherfucking two touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Grill Gang. Motherfucking Alvin Kamara is elite. Super elite. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, Alvin Kamara is going to fucking eat that game, man. The Saints, who that? Kamara, bro, against Denver. He's going to motherfucking make it real big. At number two, believe it or not, got Nick Chubb against Jacksonville. I don't really know why anybody would hate her on that shit, but if we looked at Nick Chubb coming back off of this injury, he looks like a man on a mission. Come on, this last game, he breaking off 54 yards running. This man is running like, fuck you, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And against Jacksonville, they're weak against the run fucking. You know what I'm saying? They're weak against the run. Nick Chubb is going to have himself a day. You know what I'm saying? So look out for that. And number three, I got Dalvin Cook versus Carolina. Carolina's defense is tough, but we're talking about the number one rusher in the goddamn NFL league. So for me not to have him in my top three is just absolutely fucking wrong. You know what I'm saying? Dalvin Cook, you know what I'm saying? He is who he is. He's a purple people eater for sure. Got his money, got his contract. He's finna eat, bro. At number four, I got Josh Jacobs versus Atlanta. Now, I know what people are thinking. Atlanta's defense has really stepped up against the run, but we're talking about Josh Jacobs here. We're able to shake and move. And the thing is that what the Raiders are going to show Atlanta is that they're not going to see Josh Jacobs every time. And one thing that I like about we talk about all the time, Brody, is motherfucking quality runs versus quantity runs. Yeah. I think their car is going to be able to go ahead and get it to the goal line, and motherfucking Josh Jacobs is going to be that one that's going to be able to punch it in against Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely got a share of Josh Jacobs, and you know what I'm saying? Obviously, you're starting him no matter what, but he's going to have a big game this week. He's going to have a big game this week, and I put two tutties on that bullshit. I put two tutties.
I like that.
Even though that, and like, I know most Josh Jacobs owner are like, what the fuck is Jalen Richard doing in there? What the fuck is Devontae Booker doing in there?
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Gruden knows what he's doing over there, bro. You know what I'm saying? He knows who is a star fucking maker, you know what I'm saying? But if Derek Carr is able to punch it down there, and he's able to motherfucking get us on the goal line, believe me, Josh Jacobs is going to get it. Maybe in the later rounds after, you know, if they're up by a lot, you know what I'm saying? It'd probably be another running back that's getting them points. But if they're motherfucking behind, Josh Jacobs is going to be that one to get that motherfucking points. You know what I'm saying? I expect it to be a high-scoring game to go back and forth just like the Kansas City game. But I expect the Raiders to inch out with that win. But Josh Jacobs to have a big game. And number five, what? I got my man's Antonio motherfucking Gibson. I know a lot of people got some shares of that man right there. But he's going against Dallas. I know Dallas didn't look that weak last week, but they're going to have to prove that's not a fluke. You know what I'm saying? And I think Antonio Gibson is going to fucking eat in that game. I think Smith, you know what I'm saying, bro? There's a lot of dump passes going on. There's going to be a lot of goal opportunities in that motherfucking game. You know what I'm saying? I think they're going to be able to wear down that motherfucking defense, bro. Mm-hmm. And I think that Antonio Gibson's going to have himself a day. At number six, bro, I have to put him, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to put him in my top five. I wanted to. But I believe in this defense that he's going in, you know, that he's going against so much. And that's King Henry versus motherfucking the Indianapolis Colts. A perfect example. Chicago was able to motherfucking put, you know, not put an end to him, but cut him off on a day. You know what I'm saying? To having a fucking day the way he usually has. If Tannehill's not going to be able to get it done through the air, but he could rely on a Derrick Henry to go ahead and open him up and get him those a couple 10, 12-yard gains to motherfucking go ahead and get those tough first downs, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just can't have Derrick Henry at a 10 or 11 or 12. You just can't. Just based on the sheer size of that human being. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, I mean, you just can't. You just can't. But Derrick Henry is who he is. You know what I'm saying? And I think he'll be all right. He'll give you a fairly average fantasy day. And number seven, I got my man's Booby versus Seattle. let's just say Carson Wentz has him, you know, he's got time to go ahead and throw and hit his targets in Goddard, hit his targets in Richard Rodgers if he plays, or Zach Ertz. I hear he's coming back. You know what I'm saying? Like, Seattle's defense is gonna have to go ahead and adjust to that. Eagles have always been a team with multiple weapons. You know what I'm saying? I know they've been hurt all season, but they're getting a lot of those weapons back.
Yep.
And if Carson Wentz is able to survive under the pressure and able to get off good throws, you know what I'm saying? And even if that, you know, Booby's going to be the one to set that, you know, to be able to spread that motherfucking defense out. You know what I'm saying? So I think Miles Sanders has a motherfucking good game against Seattle. At number eight, I have Kareem Hunt also at Jacksonville. Man, bro, I don't know if you noticed, but ever since Nick Chubb has came back, Kareem Hunt has been running just a tad bit harder. And it'll let you know about the play that he put on last week. This motherfucker leaped like Laura Croft on Tomb Raider on PlayStation 1. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I'm going to take this jump. Boo! You know what I'm saying? You make it. You're like, holy shit. You know what I'm saying? That was the run that Kareem Hunt had last week. And it fucking looked magnificent, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, his fantasy points are better when fucking Nick Chubb is around.
Quality.
You know what I'm saying? It's quality. Right. We go back to what we said. Quality versus quantity, bro. It's fucking great. And number nine, I'm happy to say, welcome back, Chris Carson versus Philly. I think he's got something to prove. I think he has a chip on his shoulder. I've been hurt all this time since week 7. Let's wake it the fuck up. I know we're coming off a win. Let's keep the win column going. I think that he spreads the fuck out of Philly's offense and motherfucking, you know, Russell Wilson is able to have himself a big day, which is the reason why I have Russell Wilson at number 2. You know what I'm saying? I know I got Chris Carson at number 9, but I got to see how he comes off of the injury.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I would have him higher if he had examples of other games. But we're in week 12. He hasn't played since week 7. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, it's going to be hard. You know what I'm saying? At number 10, I know a lot of people won't have his name in there, but J.D. McKissic versus Dallas. I know he really didn't do that much for you. He gave you a 9.9 in fantasy points if you were in full PPR last week. But I think against Dallas, his target share is definitely going to go up. I think those defensive ends are going to be fucking trying to pressure Smith real bad, and he's going to have no choice but to dump off. So be looking for McLaurin or be looking for motherfucking goddamn J.D. McKissic to be catching that shit out the man. And I say this because McKissic only gets about 3-4 rush attempts, but his target share is there. I think it goes back. It reverts back to that. Riverboat Ron is like, hey, you know what? We got J.D. McKissic. He can catch out the motherfucking backfield. You know what I'm saying? He's got a lot of yak. He can motherfucking go ahead and catch that shit. He's going to be good to go. And number 11, surprisingly, bro, you know what I'm saying? I know I do this shit, but it's whatever. I got Gallman versus Cincinnati. Bro, Gallman has been a God savior for me.
You've been calling
since, for a while. Since I picked him up. Devontae Freeman, who? Fuck out of here. Wayne Gallman has proved time and time and again that he is able. I know he's an older guy, but he deserves that number one spot, and he deserves everything that's going on in the Giants. You know, after that, maybe, what was that, Deion Lewis? Who the fuck is behind him? I forgot who the fuck is behind him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Mickey Barber, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, hey, Wayne Gallman has been great to get you those double digit, you know what I'm saying? Right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, bro, I'm using Wayne Gallman in a flex position. I don't have him as my RB1 or RB2, but he is definitely a flex option.
Flex worthy, because, motherfucker.
Right, exactly, bro. Yeah, I think Danny Dimes has a real knack against whoever he's playing to get in the red zone and you know, their first or second option on that first offensive play is to stuff it with Wayne Gallman. And you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, hey, if it's there and Gallman can get those touchdowns for you, it's a really high upside. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and play
him. Dimes, he's like turnover prone. So once you get all the way down there, you kind of rather take your shots with Gallman when it comes to like from a coaching aspect. So that's a great point, bro.
All right. At number 12, man, you just can't leave the man out. I know the defense is great. You know what I'm saying? Some, well, not great, but they're able to stop a lot of things. And that's Ezekiel Elliott versus Washington. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, it's big. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ezekiel Elliott is going to eat. I think I have a little bit of reassurance in Andy Dalton. That he's been able to sling that ball and he's been comfortable with who he's been giving the ball to, which is going to be able to open up the fact that Zeke is going to be able to eat a little bit more. This is the difference when Dak Prescott, you know, they had to worry about, like, holy shit, he could open it up on us or he could let Zeke eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think in the beginning before Andy Dalton got hurt, they were able to go ahead and stack the box against Zeke and fucking be like, we're just going to stop Zeke because whoever's fucking quarterbacking fucking sucks. But Andy Dalton's a little bit back. They just came off of beating the motherfucking Vikings. I mean, I'm not going to say it's been proven, but if they're able to feed off of this energy and keep going, I think Zeke has a pretty decent day, and that's why I got him at 12. And for my lock of the week, I got Damian Harris against Arizona. I think Carlos Hyde had a fairly decent game against Arizona. You know what I'm saying? And Cam Newton is going to have to rely on a Damian Harris so he can open up at the rest of the field. Damian Harris is my fucking – he's been a dog. And if he was available on your motherfucking waiver wires and you haven't picked him up yet, and you need a running back, then shame on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he was available right now, he'd definitely be one of my backup running backs to the rest of the running backs that I have. He's definitely proven. He's definitely good to go. I know Cam Newton's going to motherfucking rely on him. You know, fire him the fuck up, bro. You know what I'm saying? He might be definitely one of those players that can give you the edge and get you into those fantasy playoffs, bro. How you feeling about that, buddy?
It's crazy because, like, just like with the quarterback list, I was like, hey, the last four, I don't have them. The same thing here with the running back list. The last four, I don't have them. But, you know, I definitely Carson was the one that I was more on the fence as, like, putting him on my top 12. It's just I don't know how much of the workload they're going to give him right away. But I mean, I still see him as a solid running back too. But in my opinion, to say he's going to be a running back one, I just don't know. And just to be honest, you know, no offense to the Philadelphia Eagles fans out there, but, you know, I just don't think that they're going to need him that much, bro. Just to be honest with you. So, but I don't mind it. I definitely get your points. You know, I love McKissick. I love the fact that you've been fucking with Gallman. And Zeke, he looks a lot better with Dalton. So I'm definitely rocking with you when it comes to that, for sure. But let me get into it with my top 12 running backs. Number one, I got Dalvin Cook versus the Panthers. You know, the Panthers, you know, they're a great pass defense. They're not the best rush defense. And Cook, you know, he's the bread and butter for that Vikings offense. So Adam Thielen got put in the COVID list. As of right now, he's still on there. They're going to have to rely on Cook. So I got him number one. Number two, I'm with you, bro. Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb is he's just on a whole different level. You know, like it's more like a lot of people were worried about Kareem Hunt last year and this year. And it just comes down to, again, you know, quality over quantity. And dude's a baller. So I got him number two. Number three. You didn't have him in your top 12, but I got him at number three, and that's Aaron Jones versus the Bears. And, you know, there's a couple of things that worry me about this matchup. First off, we are a better pass defense than a rushing defense. I mean, we made some stops, like you said, versus Kamara and Henry, but one of the biggest factors is Akeem Hicks. You know, and Akeem Hicks, as of right now, his status is up in the air. And not only just that, they have a nice change of pace running back when it comes to Jamal Williams. So they could definitely do a 1-2 combo on us. You know, it hurts me putting him that high, but, you know, I got to keep it trill. You know, I got him at number three. Number four, I went with AK Alvin Kamara, you know, versus the Broncos. Last week, he wasn't that good. I think Sean Payton is going to have him incorporated heavy in this, you know, in this matchup right here. So I got him number four. Number five, I went with Antonio Banderas Gibson versus the Dallas Cowboys. The last time they played, 20 motherfucking carries, 100 plus rushing yards and a touchdown. He's going to have a big game. I got him a number five. I'm actually with you on that one. You had him a number five too. Number six, I know why you didn't have, him in your top 12 word lock, but he practiced today in limited fashion. The arrow's pointing up, and as DeAndre Swift, as of right now, he's a game time decision. You know, he's got a matchup, you know, against the Minnesota Vikings. No, is it the Minnesota Vikings? Am I tweaking right now? I thought he was playing the Texans for some reason.
I think he is. Hold on.
No. I think right here, I got him against the Vikings. Nah, bro, that's against the Texans, right? Am I tripping? Yeah, it's against the Texans. My bad. You know, he's playing the Texans. The Texans, they're the worst rushing defense in the NFL. And, yeah, man, he's going to do his thing if he's, you know, if he's able to play. So I got him at number six. Number seven, I went with J-Rob. J-Rob, the mob. Versus the Browns, and the dude gets all the work. He gets all the work over there in Jacksonville, and this is kind of the opposite. We were talking about quality versus quantity. This guy, I mean, he gets the quantity, but he also gets some quality touches too. He gets the goal line touches. He gets the PPR touches. He gets it all. So I got him at number seven. Number eight, King Henry. I have him a little bit lower. It's just the last time these guys played the Colts, you know, they were able to hold him in check. So I think he's going to have a decent game. I got him at number eight, but, you know, I got other running backs I feel better about this week. Number nine, I went with Booby, Miles Sanders versus the Seahawks. And, you know, they got some weapons coming back, like you stated, you know, with Zach Ertz. You know, they got Jeffrey back, Ray Gore back. You know, they got, you know, a lot of weapons, man. You know, that's why I got Carson Wentz at 12. But this guy, he's their bread and butter. Doug Peterson needs to do a better job of incorporating him in the offense. Booby Sanders is the truth. Number 10, I'm a roll with motherfucking Kareem Hunt. You got him higher than me. I was kind of a little salty at that because, you know, like I just, for some reason, I didn't think you would have him in your top 12. And, you know, I respect the shit out of the fact that you have him up there. You know, like, you know what the fuck you're talking about as far as the quality versus quantity shit that we were talking about earlier. And Kareem Hunt, you know, not only is he one of the best kickers in the league, man, he's a hell of a running back. So I got him at number 10. So number
11. He said the best kicker in the league.
You already know why I said that. Number 11, I went with Josh Jacobs. I had to drop him down just a little bit. Oh, the Falcons, they're actually good against the run, bro. Like, it's kind of weird to say the Falcons, they're not really good at all on the defensive side, but I was looking into it. I dug in a little deep, you know, and they're actually pretty decent. So I kind of agree with you though. Like, it's crazy because like I see Josh Jacobs scoring two touchdowns in this game. I don't know what it is. I see him punching two touchdowns in. So I got Josh Jacobs at number 11. Number 12, I went with CEH, man. The Fresh Prince of Hilaire, you know, versus Tampa Bay. And this is just, I don't think he's going to run all over them, but I think this, I've been saying this since the show started, and I just feel like this game, there's going to be a lot of points. There's going to be a combination of at least 70 points in this game. And, you know, when you talk about 70 points in one game between two teams, I feel like he's going to be involved in some way, shape, or form. And that's why I got him at number 12. My lock of the week, I went with Drizzy, man. I went with Kenny and Drake. This game versus the Patriots is going to be It's not going to be a high-scoring game. I'm definitely hitting the under on this game. Kyler Murray coming off of a little bit of an injury. He's going to play from what it sounds like. But I think they're going to rely on the run game. And I think Kenyon Drake, he is the running, the full-time running, you know, first and second down back over there in Arizona. Chase Edmonds is that PPR back. So I got Drake as my lock of the week. I know a lot of people, including myself, as of right now, I'm not even starting him in one of my leagues. But that's just because I have three running backs in my top 12 that I just stated right now. But if you guys have Drake, feel confident. I'm starting him in every single other league that I have, except for the league that I'm actually facing my guy over here on the other side. But, yeah, man, that's where I'm at with the running backs, man. How you feeling?
Man, I like it, bro. The only thing is, like, man, yeah, you know, DeAndre Swift.
It's open air. Open air.
It's crazy, bro. It's like, it didn't say concussion. They said brain injury. I was like.
He practiced today.
I know, right? The nigga's a warrior.
I mean, if he plays, he's got to be a top 12 play.
I'm saying, hey, you know what? And that's all up to motherfucking Matthew Stafford.
Yep.
If you don't feed off the leader of your team who plays hurt, like, in multiple times, like, man, bro, like, just think of the quarterback that Matthew Stafford would be if he had an O-line to protect him and he was healthy. Holy shit. The dude would be elite as fuck. He's been able to get it done with no one and being hurt and being able to play with that shit, bro.
Dude's a warrior.
Shout out Georgia Bulldogs, nigga, for making that, for forging that man in the steel and making that man who the fuck he is, bro, because Matthew Stafford's a fucking dog. I know I had to drop him, but at the end of the day, bro, Matthew Stafford's a fucking dog, bro.
We would take a Matthew Stafford on the Bears any day. Yep. Let's go with the receivers, though, bro.
Okay, Brody, man. I'm going to go ahead and roll with this shit, bro. At number one for wide receivers, bro, I got DK Metcalf versus fucking Philly, bro. I just think Russell Wilson. I just think with Chris Carson and Carlos Hyde being healthy, that they're going to be able to spread out that offense. DK Metcalf is going to be able to get some more quality touches, bro. He's going to be able to go ahead and motherfucking – DK Metcalf is who he is, bro. He's a fucking stud. He's a monster, bro. Like – and I told you that this second game against Arizona that things were gonna change.
Yeah,
Lockett wasn't gonna get another 50-point game. That they were gonna find more ways for, you know what I'm saying? And it looked like DK Metcalf was a little bit more hungry. I know he caught that fastball to the helmet. You know what I'm saying? And that would have been more fantasy points. And I would have loved it, you know what I'm saying, because I got torched by Robert Woods on Monday Night Football. But, you know, shout out to my man's Renegade, you know, for winning that game. Shout you know out, what I'm bro. Saying? Shout Big ups. You know what I'm saying? But DK Metcalf, though, definitely against motherfucking Philly, bro. It's going to be good. Number two, I got Stephon Diggs against the Los Angeles Chargers.
I dig it.
Hey, bro. And if you don't dig it, there's a problem. Stephon Diggs has been the number one man over there in Buffalo. What an addition. What an addition to that offense. Great. Because Josh, if you think about it, Josh Allen without a Stephon Diggs, where would that offense be? John Brown has been hurt constantly throughout the season. He's been in and out. You know, where would that be? And honestly, I think against motherfucking the Chargers defense, I don't think that their running game goes very far. Josh Allen is going to have to sling it. And if there's any man to sling it, it's definitely Josh Allen. You know what I'm saying? And to go into my number three, Keenan Allen, the number one target of Justin Herbert. Now he's probably going to draw the best defender in Buffalo. Which is who? Tre'Davious White?
No, you know what? I don't think he is, bro. Because the thing is Keenan plays out of the slot a lot. and Tre'Davious usually stays outside. So I love.
So look for Keenan. So look for Keenan to have a big day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Honestly, bro, look for Keenan to have a big day. And if you're not starting him from week to week, something is fucking wrong with you, bro. Because if you look at his snap share, and you look at his targets in the game, if you're not starting
him, Keenan Allen, you're starting him. Like
exactly, bro. You know what I'm saying? For motherfucking number four, I have D-Hop versus New England. Bro, I think in Arizona, bro, like, they're going to get it done. Like, I think Kenyon Drake is going to have a great game. You know what I'm saying? But the times that they have to go through the air, I think D-Hop is going to be there to motherfucker sit up here and set that pace. Yep. Like, the passing game, D-Hop is like, who the fuck is over there? It's not God damn it. What the fuck is his name, bro? I want to say Marshawn Lattimore, but who the fuck?
Oh, you're talking about Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah, Stephon Gilmore. And I just had this talk with motherfucking Sweetness.
Yeah.
Stephon Gilmore, who D-Hop is able to motherfucking break anybody's ankles.
Yeah, for sure.
You give him a double move, D-Hop is going to get open, bro. Real talk, bro. That's probably it.
Give me a 50-50 ball. And I respect Gilmore. We talked about this weeks ago where you guys checked the shit out of me about DK Metcalf versus Gilmore. And I was 100% wrong. And I've seen Gilmore, you know, shut players down. But when you talk about, you know, a whole different type of fucking player when it comes to a fucking DK, when it comes to a Nuke, these are receivers on a whole different realm, bro. Straight up.
That's just how it's going to be, dog. Like, hey, for real, D-Hop is out of this world, bro. And I think against New England, when it comes to the passing game, if Kyler Murray's not getting it done on his feet, he's definitely looking for D-Hop number one and Christian Kirk number two.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? At number five, I got Devontae Adams versus motherfucking Chicago. If Aaron Rodgers is going to pick any targets to motherfucking throw it to, it's going to be Devontae Adams. He's strong. If you throw a 50-50 ball up against anybody, and I got Devontae Adams on one of those 50s, I'm saying that Devontae Adams is coming down with the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like Devontae Adams is a dog, bro. He's just a dog. And that's the reason why I couldn't put him anywhere but in that top five, bro. I couldn't put him anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? So Devontae Adams gets that motherfucking work. But at number six, I got Terry McLaurin versus Dallas, bro. Terry McLaurin has proved time and time again that Smith is one of his favorite, you know, is one of his favorite targets. And what's crazy about McLaurin is the yak. is the yards after carry, bro. Like, I mean, yards after catch.
Just stupid, bro.
It's stupid dumb. And if it's any defense that he's going to get it across, it's against Dallas, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Facts like a motherfucker.
Like, come on, dog. Like, if you got Scary Terry and you're contemplating on whether to start him up or not, don't be stupid. Come on, bro. Don't be dumb. You know what I'm saying? Don't be dumb.
This is a no question.
Yeah. Don't be dumb, bro. Start up Scary Terry. He's gonna give you the fucking points. He's proven it against top tier defenses. And we're talking about a defense that's motherfucking what? There's 32 teams in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Even though Dallas got a boost of confidence, bro. Like, come on, bro. It's going to get done, bro. Any way that you want it done. At number seven, I got Tariq Hill against Tampa Bay. And it's because for the sheer fact of the speed of the cheetah. The speed of the cheetah to get it done. We seen Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods have a game on Monday Night Football against motherfucking Tampa Bay's defense. If you're not throwing it to Tariq Hill, he is getting open.
He is getting open. He is getting open. And I'll say it again. He is getting open.
Cheetah, baby.
Patrick Mahomes is going to find my man's Tariq Hill, and he's going to pass it to him often. If it's not Kelsey, it's Tariq Hill, bro, and he's going to be able to shred Tampa Bay's defense because he's faster than Cooper Kupp, and he's faster than Robert Woods. He's faster than the both of them, and he has hands. He has hands. Yes. He has hands. He has hands.
50-50 balls even. This motherfucker got some hops, too.
There you go. How the fuck can you deny Tariq Hill? You know what I'm saying? But there's nothing else that I can say about that, bro. At number eight, I got Calvin Ridley against Las Vegas. And if you didn't see it, Kansas City was able to rip Las Vegas's motherfucking defense. They were able to rip them.
I got Sweetness. Sweetness is trying to jump in. We're going to let him jump in, but he's going to have to stand by. But keep it going right now. Keep it going.
Oh, okay. So Kansas City was able to rip Las Vegas. Kansas City was able to rip Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Calvin Ridley is going to get his chance, and he's going to eat, dog. He's going to eat. You know what I'm saying? So Matty Ice, probably you'll find him soft in them flat routes, in those double moves. Calvin Ridley is there, bro. I know he's been injured. I know he's been there. You know what I'm saying? But if you got Calvin Ridley, you got no other choice but to start him. At number nine, I got Mike Evans versus Kansas City. Now, when Tom Brady has been in trouble and, you know what I'm saying, Mike Evans doesn't have that number one defender to motherfucking go ahead and block somebody like a Mike Evans, you know what I'm saying? Bro, the guy is going to eat, bro. I don't give a fuck what you're going to say, bro. The Raiders, their defense was kind of weak, you know what I'm saying? And Kansas City, I don't think, bro, the Vegas was able to rip them a new asshole. And they almost won that fucking game on everything that I love. Bro, and I think that Tampa Bay's offense is just a little bit better than the Raiders. Mike Evans is going to eat, bro. And if you don't believe that, then go fuck yourself, bro. Like, for real, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you don't believe that, go fuck yourself, bro. At number 10, I got Michael Thomas versus Denver. Do I think that the Saints are going to eat ground-wise? Yeah, absolutely. I think Kamara and Latavius Murray are going to have that day. But when it comes to the passing game, I think Michael Thomas is going to be able – even – no, I don't give a fuck who the fuck you put it on Denver's defense, who you put on Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is going to eat. I got him a little bit lower at number 10 because I just think that they're going to – the ground game is going to fucking kill Denver. And I think that with the ground game of them being able to motherfucking kill them so much, that when it comes to the passing game, Michael Thomas is going to be the number one receiver of them targets. I don't care about Emmanuel Sanders. I don't care about a Jared Cook. I care about a Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is going to be the number one receiver of those targets. At number 11, I got motherfucking Tyler Lockett against motherfucking Philly. And I just say that because if, for some foreseen ungod reason that they're able to stop DK, and that's not an option for Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett is going to be able to get loose against Philly. And he's going to get loose, and he's going to get loose often. And he's going to be able to motherfucking catch the ball. Tyler Lockett has put up 50 points this season. And if you haven't recognized that shit, then you're not a real fantasy football player. You're not. And I don't give a fuck what anybody else has to say about that shit. If you haven't realized that a receiver alone has put up 50 points alone in a game,
right,
then you're not a real fantasy football player.
Right, exactly. Let them fucking know, bro.
That's what I'm saying, big dog. Like, hey, you're not a real fantasy football player. Right. Tyler Lockett is a
dog. We're talking to you, Moistus.
<That's an inside joke. laughs>
Hey, bro, and that, really, that's all I got to say about that shit, bro. At number 11, I got Tyler Lockett. You know what I'm saying? I got him low because I feel like DK Metcalf, bro, he has developed to be the W1 over there.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like Tyler Lockett is the W2.
It's a nice, you know, steady play. Nice, steady play. Yeah,
it's great over there. Russell
Wilson. You can't be mad at number 11 at all.
Yep. Can't, bro. And motherfucking number 12, I got Cooper Kupp versus San Francisco. And I base this off of Jared Goff having to go against a tough defense. So Jared Goff, bro, going against Tampa Bay, dumping it off to Cooper Kupp. And the man put up he put up 20 plus before halftime. If you don't have him in your
top 12, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, I know some people are mad, you know, saying and everything else, but hey, bro, it is what it is. Cooper Kupp is the Julian Edelman of the motherfucking goddamn Tom Brady days. And fuck it, bro. Bro, he is. And I know he doesn't wear red gloves, but he's an assassin, bro. He's an assassin. Cooper Kupp is definitely somebody who can catch. And if you can't guard him, game over. Because Jared Goff is targeting him, and he's looking for him often.
Two girls, one cup.
Yep, exactly, bro. Cooper Kupp versus San Francisco. I know San Francisco, there's some dogs, but you know what I'm saying?
They're not the same. They are not the same. Shout out, Bogart. Exactly. Scott Free. We love you, homie. GMM Network. Make sure you guys give them a follow. They're not the same team. Who's your lock of the week, Brody?
My lock of the week is definitely Hunter Renfrow. Because, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Look, I got Derek Carr. I got Derek Carr versus Atlanta. Motherfucking at number three. For me not to have a wide receiver at motherfucking for the Raiders anywhere in my top 12, my lock has definitely have to be run Hunter Renfrow. He's gotta have somebody fucking throw it to. Atlanta's probably gonna be able to shut the run game down somewhat, but Hunter Renfrow is gonna have himself a big game. Hunter Renfrow. If you got him, put him in your flex. Put him in your flex in those deep leagues, especially in those deep leagues. 12-team, 14-team, Hunter Renfrow, fucking fire him up in your motherfucking goddamn flex position. He is going to eat. He is going to eat often, bro. I'm telling you, bro. If Aguilar's not open, if Ruggs is not open, Renfrow is going to be open. Atlanta's going to be so focused on Ruggs beating them deep, Aguilar beating them deep, Waller, they're gonna forget about that Renfrow, and Renfro's gonna eat, bro. Guaranteed.
We got Sweetness in the house. He's tapping in. He's working late tonight, but he just jumped in. Brody, how you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. It feels good to hear that, you know, Drill's top, you know, 12 receivers and the lock of the week. I've been talking about Renfrow since, you know, but you know, back to the question. I'm feeling good, man. You know, a couple drinks in the system. Ain't no telling when, you know. So, we ready to rock, man. We ready to, you know. I don't got my personal top rankings, but I'm definitely going to give y'all some feedback off top, man. And just to start off, you know, the Mike Evans and the Cooper Kupps of the world right now is, you know, I love those picks by Drill, man. That's big-time shit right there. Now, you can't deny the fact that Mike Evans has easily become, you know, Tom Brady's go-to guy in any situation. Which was not what I forecasted at all, but it, you know, it's working for them. So you can barely guard the guy. That's just all I got to say about him. And Cooper Kupp, he's I'm gonna take it a level above Drill. Cooper Kupp is better than Julian Edelman, and he will finish with better numbers in his career, just for the simple fact that Julian Edelman was made by Tom Brady. Let's not talk about Jared Goff in that same category or in that same light. I do feel like Cooper Kupp is a, you know, he's a star, you know. So he's a slippery dude when he gets that ball, and he's a yak artist. So, and the Hunter Renfrow back to the lock. Absolutely love that pick right there, bro.
Hell yeah. So I'm going to keep this shit going. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to go with my top 12 wide receivers. We're going to go a little bit rapid fire. I got some different ones than you, but yeah, man, let's get to it. Number one, DK Metcalf. We're starting off on the right foot. You know, Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not worried.
Can I get a hell yeah?
I'm not worried about them at all. And I know
had a quick.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a quick question. Just to drill, where is DJ Moore? Why is he not there? So why is he not there? Was he even a thought in your mind doing your top 12? Did he even cross your mind when you were, you know, doing these rankings? Because he just had a breakout game. He's been a little quiet. But are we seeing him come along now? I don't know how. Did he even cross your mind when you were doing these rankings?
Bro, you know what came into mind is I always think about the quarterback situation, bro, and bro, like even though Teddy Bridgewater was motherfucking a game time decision and he didn't play, even though he had a big game, it was one of those that I had to adjust. But you know what I'm saying, like I don't like quarterback, you know, backup quarterback situations, even if motherfucking old boy comes back, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's Carolina playing again?
Minnesota.
They're playing Minnesota. Okay. So even though I might be a little bit, I wouldn't even say they're still in the NFC North. They just beat Detroit 0. They put the ass down 0-0. And Minnesota is not going to be the same ordeal. Minnesota's going to give them a run for their money, you know what I'm saying? And if Teddy Two Gloves can't go, you know what I'm saying? And it's motherfucking, it's going to be a lot tougher for them. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, bro. I don't see that happening twice.
The only reason why
I say it is cuz the quarterback situation, and that's it. That's all I'm going to say about that. Is the quarterback situation. That's it.
Understood. It sounds like more of a quarterback / matchup situation, but I'm fine with that. Brody, Smoking Jay, let him know, man. I know you started with DK. Sorry for the interruption, big bro.
No, you're good, bro. Don't even trip. All right, man. Number two, I went with Davante Adams, you know. Dude's just on a whole different level. He's the number one wide receiver in the NFL this year. No questions asked. Number three, Scary Terry. Terry McLaurin, I went with him number three. I ain't fucking around, man. This dude's a motherfucking baller. Alex Smith loves him. He's a target hog. He burnt the shit out of the Cowboys a few weeks ago. He's going to do it again. Got him a number three. Number four, we went with Cheetah. Tyreek Hill versus the Tampa Bay Bucks. It's just too much firepower. It's too much. You guys are not going to be able to contain, you know, Travis Kelce, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Patrick Mahomes knows where to fit the ball, and Tyreek is going to get loose. Number five, I'm with Stephon Diggs. Again, you know, to Brody's point over there, you know, that they're just on a whole different level, Josh Allen and him. He's going to take the top off the defense, and he doesn't just have to do that, bro. This dude is to steal Sweetness's line. This dude is a route tactician through and through. You know what I'm saying? He gets open any route, any fucking route. In the route tree that there's ever been made, ever been created, this guy runs it perfect to a motherfucking T. That's Stephon Diggs. Number six. Go ahead. I see you, Brody. What you got to say about Diggs?
Oh, man. It's fucking, you know, we talk about the route tree. I feel like he's the root of the tree, bro. Like everything.
Facts.
He's from the bottom to the top. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, kind of reminds me of a young Davante Adams when, you know, Davante Adams has got a little bit more crispiness to him, but I can see Stephon Diggs, you know, making that stride to next level stardom.
Different body types too, because Davante Adams, you know, like, I don't think he, you know, honestly, I don't think he has the the whole route repertoire that Diggs does. But the thing is, he's more physical. He's more of a physical specimen, you know, like closer to like that.
You see that nigga's neck? Davante Adams' neck is.
I was just about to say he's closer to like that DK Metcalf type.
He's
like,
a big dude.
Like a big dude. And Diggs is not. Diggs is a smaller guy. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of like in the Antonio Brown mold. You know what I'm saying? So, but still, a motherfucking savage without a fucking doubt. Number six, I went with Nuke, you know, versus the Patriots. I'm not worried about Gilmore. Nuke is on a whole different level. Number seven, you know, I went with Keenan Allen. You know, Keenan Allen, that matchup, you know, that we were talking about earlier versus the Bills, I feel like it's going to be a little bit back and forth. Got him at number seven. Number eight, Calvin Ridley, you know, versus the Raiders. Julio Jones might be out. The Raiders give up a lot of points. And, yeah, man, I feel like Ridley's going to eat. Number nine, I went with Lockett, you know, versus the Eagles. I got Russ number one for a reason. I feel like he's going to ball the fuck out. And Lockett, he might not be that number one option like DK Metcalf, you know, but at the end of the day, that chemistry is there. The trust is there. And, you know, Russ is going to find him, man. Number 10, DJ Moore. You brought him up earlier. On the road versus the Vikings, you know, DJ Moore is a wide receiver that I feel like a lot of people, they're down on him right now. I get it. But the truth of the matter is this. PJ Walker came in last week, former XFL quarterback, and the dude balled the fuck out. And defenses, they're keying in on Robbie Anderson. You know, at first they were not respecting Teddy Bridgewater's arm. I feel like they are now. The underneath is open, and that's all DJ Moore. Dude's a yak god. DJ Moore is that dude. Number 10, A-Rob. I'm kind of disappointed in you. I'm very, very, very disappointed in you that you did not have A-Rob the Mob in your top 12 versus the Packers. Jair Alexander, he's nice, but he's not that nice.
To my defense, I didn't even know who the fuck the quarterback was going to be. Now that we making predictions on it, you know what I'm saying? And probably we know who the fuck is going to be the quarterback. But to my defense, it was only because we didn't know who the quarterback was going to be. That's it.
I feel you. I still got him number 10. You know,
ballers going to ball.
We need him to ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do. So I got him at number 10. Number 11, I went with Godwin. Or my bad, number 12, right? That's number 12. Yeah, 11 was Robinson. My bad. 11 was Robinson. Number 12, I'm going with Chris Godwin versus the Chiefs. You know, honestly, I just feel like you could go Mike Evans or Chris Godwin is however you feel any given week. And I'm just going with Godwin on this one just because I have no shares of Evans. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. That's why I went with him. My lock of the week. And Kenny Galladay, he's out. I had to go in Marvin Jones. Matthew Stafford likes him, so Marvin Jones. And Marvin Jones versus the Vikings, that's a nice matchup. And I feel like he's going to ball the fuck out. So I got Marvin Jones in as my lock of the week, man. How you feeling about that? How you guys feeling about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll open them up, man. Marvin Jones for the lock to kick it off is outstanding. I mean, if you have Galladay and nobody near his caliber to start, you're plugging Marvin Jones in all day. He's going to see the targets. He's got the right matchup to do it. And, yeah, you know, loving it. The scary Terry at number three is what, you know, I'm a scary Terry truther since day one. Super talented, you know, part of Ohio State. Alex Smith loves him. Yak artist. Yeah, man. So scary Terry. I'm loving that one. And of course the DJ Moore one was another one I was in love with. Not because I have shares of him, just because I feel like, you know, PJ Walker, right? PJ Walker is his name.
Yeah.
PJ Walker went and did his thing and kind of put it sounds crazy to say, but he kind of put Teddy Two Gloves on notice that you still have this, you know, all-star talent at wide receiver. So, you know, would you please use him to his full potential because he can tear a defense apart. And yeah, I'm loving it. You know, it's a great list, man. I can't knock it. And bear the fuck down. Hey, Rob, we've said it since day one. I don't give a fuck who they're playing against, who's guarding him, who's throwing him the ball, or where they're playing. I was telling Drill earlier, you could be playing on fucking Jupiter and I'm starting these guys. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck where we're playing. It's certain guys, you just put them in. And that's just the way it goes. That's just the way it goes, man.
Drill, man, let's finish this off, man. Let's go.
Well, hold on. I first by saying that I agree with it too, man. But you know what I'm saying? It was tough. It was tough to go with the lock, bro, too, because I was going to try to use Curtis Samuel in there. But he's just being used in an opportune, kind of way, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, him going against the Vikings, bro, you know what I'm saying? I think Curtis Samuel is going to be able to open up. You know what I'm saying, bro? But at the end of the day, I do have Derek Carr number 3, so it was only right that I went with Hunter Renfrow as lock of the motherfucking week. But if I gotta go in the motherfucking tight end shit, bro, here we go. We gonna go deep. I got Darren Waller, the baller, at number 1, bro. And that's for the simple fact that I got motherfucking Derek Carr at number 3, bro. Like, I think he's gonna eat, bro. Waller's been eating, and I expect him to eat from here and out. Bro.
I mean, just let the people know what is the autumn wind? What is that?
The autumn wind is a motherfucking Raider.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Talk that talk.
Bro, I don't understand, bro. Man, I'm a big Raiders fan, bro. I love it, bro. And I love
Was that the show's introduction to Drill Sam Spence, the Raider? Was that the introduction, man? Because I love it. Was it the first time?
Yeah, it was.
There
bro.
You go, man. And
if anybody knows me and they're close to me, bro, they know that, like, damn, right, that nigga's a diehard Bears fan. But, if they didn't know me any better, they'd be like, oh, shit, this nigga's straight Raider Nation. Like, bro, I don't know what it is, bro. The silver and black, bro, just, bro, they're fucking.
It's traditional. It's nasty. It's everything football's all about, brother.
They're Smash My Football team.
And you just put the whole podcast community. My boy Drill is a walking trumpet. Let's go.
Yeah, I love me the Raiders, bro. But I got Darren Waller at number 1 versus Atlanta, bro. I expect him to eat, bro, and he's definitely gonna eat. And number 2, you know, you definitely have Kelce versus Tampa Bay, bro. Tampa Bay has showed time and time and again that they can get exposed, and Mahomes, if anybody can exploit you, it's definitely going to be Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, bro. So I expect Mahomes to be finding fucking Travis Kelce often and everything else. So at number 3, I got TJ Hockenson versus Houston. Matthew Stafford's got nobody else to motherfucker. I mean, can you throw it to a Marvin Hall? Can you throw it to a Marvin Jones? Yeah, but that didn't get proved against Carolina, bro. They put up a fat ass zero, bro. And you know what I'm saying? And TJ Hockenson is a favorite target on a Detroit Lions. And I think that Houston is not going to stop him, bro. Like, honestly, bro, that's just how it's going to be. TJ Hockenson is going to eat, and he's going to eat often. And number 4, I got Dallas Goedert against Seattle. Seattle's defense is number 1. I mean, shit, bro, of giving up targets against a quarterback, like, fucking time and time and again. If Seattle's going to do anything against Philly, they're going to have to motherfucking pressure Carson Wentz, who is the most sacked quarterback in the motherfucking NFL. If they can get that done, then I can see Dallas Goedert not having a date. But if that can't get done, definitely Dallas Goedert is motherfucking having a date. I hear Zach Ertz is coming back. Big ups. I know a lot of people are happy about that, but, you know, it's whatever. But I got Dallas Goedert up there in case Zach Ertz can't go. At number 5, I got Hunter Henry versus motherfucking Buffalo. Buffalo's a great defense. If motherfucking Justin Herbert is going to get pressured and he's got to check down, who better to than the motherfucking tight end of Hunter Henry, who's a nice big target besides Mike Williams. You know what I'm saying? Who else to motherfucking throw it down to then motherfucking Hunter Henry? He might give you them yards. If I had to do a forecast, I say he gives you a TD and over 60 yards. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, Hunter Henry is good to go. That was my number five. At number six, I got Mark Andrews versus Pittsburgh. I know I'm just saying this because Mark Andrews is the favorite target over there in Baltimore. Who the fuck else is Lamar Jackson going to throw it to? He don't have nobody else. He has one receiver, and that's Hollywood. Like, and even then, Hollywood put up a fat ass zero last week. What is happening over there in Baltimore that they don't? I mean, I know they put up old boy from the practice squad. What's his name?
Desiree Bryant.
Dez. But now he's back on the practice squad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's going on with Baltimore's offense, but they need more targets for Lamar Jackson to motherfucking throw it to and get open. But Mark Andrews is one of those motherfucking targets that time and time again, no matter what, he's going to get open. That's my number six. And number seven, I got Gronk versus KC. Waller 8 versus KC. You know what I'm saying? I expect Tom Brady to find that niche and find Gronk. And hopefully Gronk gets into the end zone. I needed him to get into the end zone this week, but that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever. We're moving on. But you know what I'm saying? I still have him as a top tier tight end. You know what I'm saying? So give me Gronk at number seven. And number eight, I got Hayden Hurst versus Las Vegas. Kansas City was able to smoke Las Vegas's motherfucking goddamn shit. Kelce ate all day, every day. If you can't find a Julio Jones or Calvin Ridley, then find you some Hayden Hurst. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Hayden Hurst is able to run those routes, he's going to be able to get open and get open often. You know what I'm saying? Hayden Hurst is going to be that guy. And number nine, I don't know how many times I have to say it over and over again on the Waiver Wire show. Eric Ebron has been my motherfucking tight end of the week for Waiver Wire shows in and out. This man has been putting up tutties. Big Ben the Rapist. If he can't find his top three receivers,
he'll definitely find a tight end. That's for damn sure.
Oh, exactly.
He's always gonna find the tight end.
I love you, Smoker J, for that shit, bro. But I'm telling you, bro. If he can't find the Deontay Johnson, if he can't find the Chase Claypool, if he can't find a Juju, here comes Ebron, bro. And the Steelers, there's a reason why they're undefeated. You know what I'm saying? They just have too many weapons to throw it to, and this is why Eric Ebron has emerged as a top tier tight end. Yeah. And I got him at number nine. You know what I'm saying? And at number 10, I got Noah Fant versus New Orleans. Drew Lock. I mean, Jerry Jeudy really doesn't do shit. Come on, bro. Patrick had himself a decent game, you know what I'm saying? And everything else like that. But Noah Fant against NO, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, Noah Fant has been reliable. This is the worst position that you can rely on in fantasy football. But if you don't got these guys that we're talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you're kind of
like what is it, like three tight ends maybe that you could rely on, like Kelce, Waller. Am I tripping? Is it two? Is it two? Or am I tripping?
It's four. It's Kelce, Waller, Andrews, and probably Hockenson.
And
I would say
Kelce and Waller are like up there, and then you got Hockenson and Andrews, and then everybody else is like hit or miss, bro. Like tight ends is such a tough position, bro. Straight up,
super tough. And number 10. I said at number 10, I got Noah Fant versus NO. But at number 11, I got Evan Ingram coming back fresh off the bye against Cincinnati. And Danny Dimes likes him some Evan Ingram. And not only that, this is the only tight end besides maybe Taysom Hill that I see run the ball. They run those little sweeps.
Oh yeah.
They hand
like
it. They
screen,
hand it off.
Like a little screen.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They hand it off. They hand it off to Evan Engram and expect them to go ahead and get him a first down or some shit like that. Evan Engram in the Giants for the G-Men is heavily relied upon target wise. And if Evan Engram was one of those guys that can catch the ball every single time, I could see him being up there in an argument with you know what I'm saying, with Mark Andrews and you know what I'm saying, and that type of folks. But the fact that he can't complete sometimes, you know what I'm saying, is the reason why I got him at number 11. At number 12, for you guys that have Gesicki, Tua is finding a reliable target now in Gesicki. And if you haven't noticed, in the last two games, his target share has definitely went up. So I know you guys are, you know, your Gesicki owners are like, oh, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if you gave up on him, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shame on you. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm one of those guys that traded him away, but I traded him away because I had a good reason to. I needed a QB real quick. And Cam Newton, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I didn't get the win, but I was definitely close in contentions. But with that being said, you know what I'm saying? Gesicki is definitely one of those top 12 motherfucking tight ends that can get you some money. You know what I'm saying? If he doesn't get you double digits, he definitely gets you somewhere close to. And in a position that's hard as fuck in the NFL to motherfuckers sit up here and gauge, Gesicki is definitely one of those guys that you want to motherfucking have. You know what I'm saying? So Gesicki is going against the Jets. And Tua, I think Gesicki this week against the Jets, he's definitely going to get you a tutty. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, I think Grant is going to be covered. They're going to be too worried about Grant. They're going to be too worried about Ahmed. They're going to be too worried about these niggas right here. And Gesicki is going to be that guy that's going to get open. And he's young. He's fast. And for my lock, bro, I got Logan Thomas against, you know, for the other fucking Washington. Watch yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Fucking the Washington motherfucking Weasels, bro. I got Logan Thomas against.
Goddamn Weasels. They always find a way.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. If Smith can't find a McKissick or if he can't find a McLaurin, Logan Thomas is going to be there to score that tutty. And if you don't rely on that, if you don't have one of those tight ends that I just named off in my top 12 and you got Logan Thomas and you're not starting him this week against Dallas, you're a fucking fool. You're a fucking fool. I think he had a big game against them. Didn't they play him already? They played him already, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah. Didn't Logan Thomas have a somewhat decent game? Did he or did he not? I'm not even sure.
I mean, stand the fuck by for that.
Stand one. By. We got the analytics coordinator coordinating the shit out of this. You know, we're going into week. Nah, don't worry.
Yeah, he balled the fuck out against them. He had a total of 4 catches, 60 receiving yards, and a touchdown. So he pants the shit out of all of them over there.
So he had himself a day. I expect
Logan, that he has that same type of game. From the X,
I expect that he has himself a game like that again. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, just Washington's one of those beat your head against the motherfucking concrete wall type of teams. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's whatever, bro. You know what I'm saying? But Logan Thomas is going to be able to get that motherfucking rock, and he's going to be able to motherfucking get you a tutty. He's got a high upside. So go ahead and get you some Logan Thomas, bro.
Get you some Wolverine action, man. Get you some Wolverine action. Let's go.
Yeah.
Rapid fire. Let's go. Tight ends. I got Waller at number 1 versus the Falcons. Number 2, I went with Kelsey at Tampa Bay. Number 3, we went with Hunter Henry on the road versus Buffalo. Number 4, we went with Hockenson at Minnesota. Number 5, I got Goddard versus Seattle. I just feel like Carson Wentz is going to find him. Ertz, you know, if he comes back, it's only going to help him. Number 6, I went with Gronk. Expect the Gronk spike in this game. Number 7, I went with Andrews. I dropped him a little bit. But the truth of the matter is he's the only reliable target that Lamar Jackson has. Number eight, I went with Evan Ingram. I think he's going to have a pretty good game versus the Bengals. Number nine, I went with motherfucking Hayden Hurst, you know, versus the Raiders with no Julio Jones. Matt Ryan, better find him. Fuck you, Matt Ryan, by the way. Number 10, I went with Noah Fant versus the Saints. Number 11, I went with Jonnu Smith versus the Colts. On the road versus the Colts, they're going to need him. The guy has a nose for the end zone. He's got good chemistry with Tannehill. They use him in open space. I love me some Jonnu Smith. Number 12, number 12, I went with Austin Hooper on the road versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hard play action. Hooper touchdown. That'll make your week. Lock of the week, Tanyan. Tanyan versus the Bears. It's a lot of weapons over there. And I think the Packers are going to eventually at some point wear us down due to the run game. And that's going to lead to a hard play action to Tanyan at some point. So that's what I'm worried about. I got Tanyan as the lock of the week. I hate to say it, but that's where I'm at with it, man. How you feeling, Brody?
So I'm going to kick it off with Tanyan because he was the one that was, on the last show we did, it was me and Doc on the, waiver wire pickups of the week, and Tanyan was my guy. Simply because he's not rostered as much as the top 12, obviously, but also because the defense as the Bears is elite, but we can't be elite if we can't stay off the field. So I love the Tanyan pick. I love his chances to at least be a safe play. So I do like that. And the one thing, I love the Logan Thomas lock of the week too as well. Those goddamn weasels always find a way into our fucking rankings. And, like Drill said, sometimes that team will, give you a headache. But for fantasy purposes, Logan Thomas, Scary Terry, McKissick, Antonio Gibson. I mean, we could talk about a lot of weapons out there. So I love the locks, both of them. The one thing I don't like about both of these lists, Hayden Hurst needs to be bumped up at least three spots. Maybe if Julio Jones is not in the picture, I need to know that for sure and for certain. If he's not in the picture, Hayden Hurst needs to be, used more and more often. I know Matt Ryan.
I give it to a younger quarterback that could find Hayden Hurst a little bit faster, but I think Matty Ice is just a little
big
bit
fat zero last
check down.
Doesn't sit right with me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that his check down status, to Hayden Hurst, like if that was another quarterback that could check down to him quickly. Hayden Hurst is a definite target, but can Matty Ice find him? That's the thing.
So who's the matchup this week for Atlanta?
The Raiders, baby.
So they got the Raiders, right? And the Raiders, notoriously bad against the tight ends. I've seen the stats. Shout out Pro Football Reference, whatever, PFF, whatever. But at the same time, we got to understand one thing. The numbers don't lie. And the tight end can have a game against those Raiders. And I'm predicting that, Hayden Hurst can come out. And they're going to be in a dome no matter where they play. So, Matt Ryan needs to amp up his score. He just fucking dudded it for everybody in fantasy this past week. And without Julio Jones, I think he can actually bounce back. A lot of times that happens in fantasy. Have a bad week. You bounce back and you benched him because you thought he was going to do it again. And, shit happens. That's all I'm saying. That's all. And I think that Noah Fant could probably take a little bit of a bump in both of those because I think both of your rankings were Noah Fant and Hayden Hurst were around the same area, if I'm not mistaken, around the same ballpark.
Yeah, I got Hayden Hurst on number eight and Noah Fant on number 10.
So ballpark, you guys kind of have them around
like 9 and 10 on that.
Yeah, so definitely same range. I would bump him up a little bit.
I don't trust Matt Ryan. He's a piece of shit in my eyes. Fuck you, Matt Ryan. You cost me a week last week, and that's where I'm at.
This is all bias included, we got to talk to the public and let people know, sometimes your bias got to be pushed to the side because there are people
Matt Ryan is a bum
that are playing. No, but there are people right now.
I don't have a bias. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real.
I saw Matt Ryan last week just fucking straight up look like a bum. And I'm not going to trust. Crazy? I'm not going to trust him moving forward. And I'm not going to trust Hurst after putting up a big zero. I just can't do it.
That's a fact. And
I have him in my top 12. That should be good enough.
No, yeah, that is good enough. Because, you know, like you guys, like you started the topic of the tight ends. They're few and far between, and that's obvious to see, you know.
They're so, few and far between, point. But Big Ben the Rapist will find them. That is for goddamn sure. So we're going to finish off the show on that note.
They're playing the Raiders.
Ben the Rapist. It's fucking 1 o'clock in the morning Central Time. But best believe Big Ben the Rapist is on a prowl somewhere. So with that being said, allegedly, right? You know, we're going to clear our names. Allegedly, you know, for motherfucking Sweetness who hopped up in the end. And my guy over there, Drew, this is your boy Smoking Jay. We're going to close it out with a little instrumental. Shout out Kanye West when you weren't a fucking lunatic. You say Shy City.
I hope the Bears win. Bears beat the bees' heads.